understand your side and I understand your fight and I understand why you're doing what you're doing. I'm a girl that lives in the real world. I have gay friends. I have gay, really good gay friends. I have gay coworkers. I have people that I work with. I'm not exactly, it confuses me on how I should address them, how I should say to them, you're my friend, but I don't want you to be a Boy Scout leader. You're my friend, but I'm tired of your agenda being forced down my throat. I'm your friend, but, you know, it's a hard world to really walk in out there. I mean, you have your place. I mean, like you said, you've been demonized and you're put into the KKK. But for the average person out there who has friends in these communities, I mean, how are we supposed to hold to our virtues and still interact, I guess?
Well, the Bible has told us to hate the sin and love the sinner.
Right.
We're not talking about ostracizing people. I have relatives who are homosexual. I have friends who are homosexual and lesbian, and I treat them with dignity and with respect. They know that I do not approve of their lifestyle. They know that I believe the Bible does not approve of their lifestyle, but that does not give me any reason to treat them any differently than I would anyone else when it comes to the workplace or when it comes to social activities. But the Boy Scouts have a right to have an association, and the Boy Scout leadership just finished a two-year study that found that the overwhelming majority of the parents of the youth that they serve support the present membership policy. And frankly, this is one more example of where supposedly the rights and privileges of adults trump the obligations and responsibilities of society to protect children.
Right.
In the last few days, most of what I've heard has been, have the Boy Scouts lost their mind?
Sure.
Why would you put adult leaders and mentors in places of authority and leadership of a boys' organization when they have defined themselves as homosexual, meaning they are sexually attracted to males? It would be the equivalent of allowing heterosexual men to be scoutmasters for Girl Scout troops.
Right.
One does not have to assert that one group or more is more prone to pedophilia than another to say, if you put men in mentoring positions of trust and authority in campout situations with young teens to whom they are sexually attracted, either heterosexually or homosexually, human tragedies will follow.